Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ramon Ray is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, also The Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. His website is smallbiztechnology.com. He's a marketing and technology evangelist for InfoSoft. Infusionsoft is the correct term. Ramon, sorry about that. Good to have you back. Thanks again for being with us. We've been talking about this survey that you guys conducted of 800 or so small business owners, and you put them in basically four categories: the freedom seeker, the passionate creator, the struggling survivor, and the legacy builder. I want to talk about these guys a little bit more because I want to help small business owners see themselves in these things. The freedom seeker. Now, these are the people who just wanted to be able to determine their own future. I can remember being in working for somebody else and seeing the door closed in the boss's office and thinking, okay, are they deciding my future in there behind that door? And I didn't like that.
Yes.
And so that moment, I would have been somebody who would have been a freedom seeker because I was thinking, you know, I would have had more control. So what did you learn about these guys?
Yeah, and I think the freedom seeker is interesting you said that, Jim, because I think a small business owner, let's say you're in a company that's not going the way you want, we often complain, why are they doing it this way? Why aren't we serving customers better? If you have an entrepreneurial slant, this might be the category for you that you can say, in essence, I can do it better. And again, not in some snarky way, but that's the benefit of having freedom. And I think two things I'll add to that, Jim, as Clayton Mask, our CEO, says, there's freedom for time. You're not looking to be wealthy. You just want the time to give back or give or spend time with your family and freedom of money. There's no shame in being a very wealthy man or woman due to hard work.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's several things involved in this. There's some dangerous parts about freedom seekers, too.
Right.
Because sometimes they get the idea that they can do it better than their bosses, and then they get to be the boss and they realize, wait a minute, this is harder than I thought. The boss probably knew a little more than I thought. Or here's the dangerous one. I can sell this cheaper than my boss did. What people don't realize is when they see a company charging a certain amount for a product that they think is too much, they don't realize that the company is not just that owner's job to charge enough for the product to pay the bills and the payroll, but to capitalize the future of the company.
And
that's not always apparent to employees, is it?
Right. That's true, and that's the difference, I think, between a business owner or not for probably all these categories, Jim, is that to your audience, you know, running a small business is not just making a widget for a dollar and selling it for $1. There's a lot of variables in between that.
That's exactly right. And if you're just an employee and if you haven't had that experience, I've seen a lot of freedom seekers go out on their own and start competing with their boss, and two things happen, and it happens more than not. Number one, they mess up the price structure because they give away a bunch of stuff when they shouldn't have, and so that hurts everybody. And then they deplete all their equity and all their credit, and they go out of business. And the company they used to work for is still standing, but a little bit hurt by everything.
Right. That's very true. That's the freedom seekers.
You've got to be careful about that, freedom seekers. All right, what about the passionate creators?
Yeah. Passionate creators, Jim, reminds me of myself. These are folks who love what they do it well. They're probably the best at it, and that's the positive side. You know, they did it because of the love of whatever they're doing. The dangerous side is...
Pathological Pollyannas.
Yeah, I like that. I may take that one. A lot of your brain trust members steal your words, Jim. You do know that, right?
I know about the stealing part. I sure do.
Yes. And so the dangerous side, Jim, as you mentioned, is that since we're passionate about it, that doesn't mean we know how to run a business. Similar to kind of what we talked about, the freedom, but we know how to make bread or know how to make cloth or cars or whatever.
I want to be in the restaurant business because I love to cook.
Right, exactly.
I want to be in retail because I love people.
Right, that's exactly right.
And I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong with that, unless that's your, if that's the only thing you have, if that's your only acumen that you have, You know, one thing you and I both know very well, Ramon, and that is that, that there are two universes of running a business. One is that passionate product side right. that customers love so much, and the other is what I call the diaper-changing part of a business, right?
That's it.
Nobody
That's
likes true. Changing the diapers on a baby, but they got to be changed. Exactly. Nobody likes the accounting, the bookkeeping, the marketing, the HR, the taxes. Nobody likes that stuff. But if you aren't prepared to do that stuff right. in order to be able to love, to enjoy your passionate part, you're not going to make it.
Right, correct. And I know our story, Jim, is that going back to Infusionsoft even founding, and this is probably similar to other companies, one of our co-founders, Scott Martineau, he's the guru of programming and kind of building the company that way.
Yep.
But his partner was Clayton Mapp. So another thing for those who are passionate, get a partner. You know, yeah. you may be expert in making the whatever you're doing. Get mm-hmm. someone who can help you with the back end, and both of you can grow it together
yep.
if you trust them.
That's true. If you one thing about it, folks, and this is what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. If you're a true entrepreneur, you're an out-of-control entrepreneur, you can probably create something from nothing. But
right.
but you might not be able to sustain what you create.
Right.
A lot of entrepreneurs are passionate seekers and creators, I should say. And what they need to do as soon as they can is if they determine they can't be the manager, they need to hire a manager. Or, as you say, bring on a partner.
Right, correct.
Okay.
I'd love to get your take, Jim, on this third category, if you don't mind.
We're going to do that right after these messages. We're
okay,
gonna take
great.
A quick
All
break.
Right.
We're going to talk about the struggling survivor. That's kind of what I was. I've been downsized twice in 18 months. Ramon, I had two teenagers and two mortgages. What do you think? I was up against it. 10 till. Right back with Ramon Ray. Ramon, give us a website, please. Where can we find this survey?
Sure, infusionsoft.com. Infusionsoft.com.
All right, so check that out. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.